Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, what's your style? What's your style? Now think about it, my friends and neighbors. We all have styles. We've got hairstyles and clothing styles and lifestyles, and all of those styles represent the uniqueness in every individual. And we see it all around us, and we cannot be upset with somebody because their style does not match ours. And then we know that there are some people who have a style that we emulate. Well, in business, we have a style as well. And the more defined our style is, the more effective we become. The STYLE acronym are the 5 key elements that determine our business style. And based on our business style, that determines how well we excel and advance in all areas of our lives. My friends, let's outline this in our STYLE acronym because the S reminds us of the importance of standards. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, standards are a set of principles that govern how we operate. And everyone has standards. In the military, they have what they call standard operating procedures, just like they do on many jobs. A handbook in the corporate world shows you standards. The policy manual in many schools shows standards. And in business, we've got to have a standard, and those standards are very clear. The first standard we have, my friends, is a standard of our word. If we say it, we do it. If we discover we can no longer do it, then we say that as well. Our word should be transparent. It should reflect our true intentions. You see, character is defined as actions and words looking the same. You never call a person a hypocrite until you hear them speak. You never say that a person is not genuine unless their actions don't line up with their words. But character, on the other hand, my friends and neighbors, is when our actions and words match and look the same. Do you have a standard with the words that you speak? Are you committed to making sure that you don't overpromise and fail to deliver? My friends and neighbors, it's important for us to have a standard with our word, and it's also important for us to have standards with our work. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our work ethic is the diligence with which we go about our task each day. Our work should reflect our energy, our enthusiasm, and our excellence. If we do it, we've got to do it with everything that we've got. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're all attracted to those who have powerful work styles and work standards. Those are people who give it everything they've got every single time, and you know you can count on them. You see, those who don't have a standard with their word or with their work are as unattractive in business as a person walking around with uncombed hair or unwashed clothes. That T in our STYLE acronym reminds us of the importance of teamwork. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, teamwork has a style. Some people have the teamwork style that says my way or the highway. Others have a teamwork style that says our way or no way at all. The style with which we work with teams determines how far we go in life and in business. You see, sports are typically broken down into 2 categories, individual and team. We typically call sports like boxing and tennis and golf individual sports because we only see one person receiving the trophy. However, those are not individual sports because they require team efforts. Every boxer, every golfer, every tennis player has coaches and trainers and many other participants that are on the team. They simply work behind the scenes. Now, as it relates to your team, consider the following on how you can become a better team player. First is thoughtfulness. Think frequently of those who helped you along the way. Where would you be without their contribution? Have you taken the time to just make a list of all the individuals that have been instrumental in your success? I say, my friends and neighbors, doing so creates a level of thoughtfulness because it recognizes that everyone plays a role. I don't care who is on a football team. The trainer plays a role. He has just as important of a role as the quarterback that throws the pass or the running back that scores a touchdown. touchdown. Are you thoughtful? The next one is thankfulness. Showing gratitude to all those who play a role in our success is significant for us, my friends, as team players. We got to let them know how special they are to us and show it as often as we can, not just with our words, but other times with gifts and other forms of gratitude. You see, parents really appreciate when their children are both thoughtful and thankful, and your team will as well. That Y in our style acronym reminds us of the importance of yearning. Yes, my friends and neighbors, yearning represents our passion, our drive, and our purpose. Do you have a yearning for excellence? Think about it. When in fashion, when a new pair of sneakers hits the market, kids all over the country yearn to see if they can buy a pair. And when a popular music artist comes to town, we wait in line for hours just for the chance to get a front row seat. But the artist and the shoe designers attract us because they have a passion for what they do. The question is, do you have a passion for what you're doing? Do you have a yearning for success that others can feel and sense each time they're in your presence? Your peers should see you as focused, diligent, driven, and committed. If they see you in those lights, my friends and neighbors, then you have a yearning style that'll make people wait in line to connect with you. That L, my friends, allows us to understand the role of learning. Yes, my friends, think of the role that school has played in our lives. From the age of 4 until the age of 18, we spend our time in structured educational environments. We've got elementary school and junior high and high school. They're all filled to capacity because learning is a requirement when we're younger and optional as we get older. We've got to make training and professional development a priority. We've got to train daily and learn something new about our industry, about our products, about our services, and about ourselves. How much time do you spend learning, my friends? How often do you read and how often do you research? Is that a priority to you? If it is, it's going to become a part of your style. That E reminds us of the importance of endurance. Marathons, triathlons, decathlons are all competitive events that require endurance. None of those, however, can compare to the grind of business to achieving personal and professional excellence. There is no rest. We're tested almost daily, and those who have true style can stand the test of time. Think about the most durable clothing on the planet. I challenge you that the blue jean is the example. Blue jeans have withstood the test of time. They've been around since the 1800s, and they go with just about anything. It's hard to ruin them because even these days, people are wearing blue jeans with holes in them, and they still look good. We can learn a lesson from the blue jean about being tough and tenacious and tested. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to have endurance. What is your style? I challenge you, my friend, to embrace standards, develop teamwork, have a yearning and learning, and make sure that you have endurance. That's all the time of yours that we're going to take today. And I can assure you, my friends and neighbors, that if this training segment was significant to you, I'll make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.